Senator Chris Van Hollen, Democrat of Maryland, said the challenge lies with the Republican majority in the Senate. If you want to get a bipartisan immigration bill in the coming months, you're going to have Republican senators willing to work across the aisle to get things done, Mr. Van Hollen said. I don't think they can give President Trump the pen to write every word of legislation. At the same time, Democratic leaders will face pressures of their own, from a freshman class packed with first and second generation immigrants, Latinos, and immigrant advocates. House Democratic leaders and their staffs have indicated to the immigration advocates that they plan to act on legislation to protect immigrants who face an imminent threat of deportation after the shutdown is over. That proposal would grant permanent residence to DACA recipients and to others who came under temporary protected status, which Mr. Trump has also moved to rescind. What we want in 2019 is early action on a bill that combines a permanent solution for Dreamers and for TPS holders, said Frank Sherry, the executive director of America's Voice, an immigrant advocacy group. Democrats have already begun strategizing privately about such a bill, which would most likely pass the House with little to no Republican support. But Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, the Republican leader, has shown little appetite for politically tricky measures that divide Republicans or put them at odds with Mr. Trump, particularly on immigration. The issue could expose fissures among Democrats as well. Liberals are agitating for measures such as abolishing Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the agency that carries out deportations, or killing funding for immigration detention beds and enforcement agents. But Democratic congressional leaders and many rank-and-file members, including freshmen elected in districts carried in 2016 by Mr. Trump, say they are all for border security and enforcement as long as it is effective and reasonable. Border immigration legislation would be nice if we had a reliable person at the other side of the table to negotiate with, said Representative Gerald E. Connolly, Democrat of Virginia. I wouldn't be so bold as to predict a magic bullet.